when we take ourselves to be independent as an individual and to have our own independent nature, then it is completely impossible for us to ever know our exalted nature. It's completely impossible to know our exalted nature as long as we believe we have an independent nature. And really, this is quite remarkable, because our exalted nature, which can be called the wisdom body, is extremely potent, extremely powerful, and extremely beneficial. However, even if we believe that we have an independent nature, we've learned that, we've adopted that belief system and assumption, by the power of resting imperturbably, we can come to see that the essence of life is to see all appearances as the self-appearances of wisdom awareness, to hear all sounds as the self-sounds of wisdom awareness, and to recognize all thoughts as the mind of wisdom awareness. So this is how the wisdom body, which is really the vast expanse of the basic space of everything, comes to be evident in each individual as a mind and as speech and as an individual body and individual qualities and activities. If we're taking ourselves to have an independent nature, then we see ourselves as confined to a skin line. And we see our mind and our speech and our qualities and activities as generated by that individual person who has an independent nature. We never know that our mind and all of its thoughts are self-appearances of the basic space of awareness, the basic space of a phenomena. We never know that our speech is the self-sound of that basic space of awareness. We think that it's attributable to us as an individual person. And our qualities and activities, the same thing. We think all our qualities and activities are generated by this individual doer, the I who is doing something. When we rest imperturbably, we find that we get a lot more in touch with this reality that all of our thoughts, our speech, all of our doing, in other words, the qualities and activities of our life are really self-appearances of this basic space of awareness. They've never been instantiated or generated or originated by an individual person. They simply are. In other words, they simply are. And for every human being alive anywhere on earth, everyone has equal access to these immensely powerful and beneficial qualities and activities. So the more we rest imperturbably, the more it becomes obvious that our mind is filled with incredible insight. Our speech is filled with incredible potency, and the qualities and activities of our life are filled with extreme benefit. But we cannot ever know that as long as we take ourselves to have an independent nature. By the power of resting imperturbably, all these points of view that appear within awareness are transformed into their wisdom counterparts. So rather than seeing all these points of view as referring back to us as an individual doer or experiencer or interpreter, by the power of resting imperturbably, we come to see that all the points of view are just the wisdom counterparts of the basic space of awareness. They're not something else. And they're also not something that has an independent nature. They're pure wisdom, and that's it. That's all they are. They've never had a nature that is independent of that pure wisdom. No matter what their descriptions may bear, they have no, or define they have no, independent definition or description that applies to them whatsoever. So simply by this power of resting imperturbably, resting the mind completely at all times in all situations, we come to see that all these points of view that we thought were something, that they really are wisdom. That's what they really are. They really are wisdom. However, we can only see that when we rest. If we think that our points of view are real, like jealousy, anger, sadness, desire, whatever it might be, then we attribute an independent nature to those points of view. We say, oh yeah, this is powerful in its own right. It can really affect me in some way. But there's neither a me nor anything to affect, a non-existent me. So there isn't anyone who can really be affected in the ultimate sense, and this becomes very clear in resting imperturbably. And at the same time, there's no dissociation or being cut off from anything. So there's no dissociation or being cut off from thoughts or emotions or experiences at all. In fact, there's an enhanced quality of relationship with ourselves and everyone else by understanding the true nature of all phenomena. When points of view are recognized as the wisdom appearances of the wisdom body, the true body, speech, and mind are recognized as an indestructible and inseparable matrix, the self-existing basic space of primordial purity, which means that they're all pure. And what pure means is that there's nothing non-different within purity. Within purity, everything is pure, so there's never anything that's non-different. So when we say pure awareness, that's what we mean. Pure awareness means that within awareness, there's never anything that is non-different from that primordial purity. That primordial purity is never differentiated in any way. It's never made into anything that is separate from it. It's forever stainless, forever indestructible, forever empty, forever unchanging, forever unalterable in any way. And this is our true body. And from that emanates all sound, all appearances, not just sound, but every appearance, thought, experience, emotion, sensation, all of these are self-appearances of indestructible awareness. All pure, all completely pure, like flawless sky. Unlike the temporary happiness or pain of points of view, the stainless greatness of the appearance of the wisdom body of timeless awareness is only pure and unending. If we follow after points of view, if we become their followers, or either through liking them and wanting to hold on to them, or through disliking them or hating them, then we can only experience temporary relief by trying to rearrange all the points of view. And even the relief that we experience is just another point of view, so we never really have any relief. It's just an illusion. It's an illusory relief, all based on living in a constant, unending state of hopefulness for a relief that's never achieved. And to rest imperturbably is to really decisively experience in one's own being the stainless greatness of the wisdom body. So just that simple resting imperturbably informs the true reality of being that we've never been separate from. There's never been an I doing anything, so there isn't even an I resting. It just seems that there is initially, But after a while, it becomes very clear that there is no individual doer of resting. There is no individual experiencer of resting, and there's no individual interpreting teachings about resting. It's simply the brightening of what always was. This stainless greatness of every individual is pure and unending. It's pure in that there's never anything other than its purity, of complete wisdom appearing as anything. And it is unending in that it can't be defined by time or space in any way. There's no way to say this is where it started, this is where it is now, and this is where it'll end or be in the future. It's completely without any constructs of time or space. It doesn't have a location. It doesn't have a residence. It doesn't have an address in any individual appearance. It just simply is. The well-being of wisdom is not like the state of mind sought by ordinary thinking based on points of view. Everyone in this room completely understands that statement. The well-being of wisdom that is found in resting imperturbably, it isn't at all like believing that there is an individual who is an individual mind filled with all kinds of thoughts that are sometimes happy and other times not. The wisdom of resting imperturbably is the wisdom of the complete purity and the complete wisdom of all appearances. That's what it's the wisdom of. And following after thoughts, emotions, and experiences in order to find relief is, it's not well-being at all. It's the hope of well-being. It's being hopeful, which is a very painful state to live from, because it's a hope that's unending. These are always limited because they only switch from one point of view to another point of view and never go beyond suffering. And resting imperturbably, we go completely beyond all suffering at all times. And if we're following after points of view, then we're only switching from one point of view to another point of view. We're not going beyond the suffering of that to rest in total well-being. Within ordinary thinking, there is no belief in the indestructible reality of the timeless wisdom of awareness, which always beneficially permeates points of view. If we believe ourselves to be an independent agent, an independent nature, an independent originator of all of our thoughts, then we're going to be lost in those thoughts all our life. It's as simple as that. And when we are, there's no direct experience whatsoever of an indestructible reality, the indestructible reality of wide open and spacious wisdom awareness. We don't even know that it is. It's all that we are, but we don't even know that it is. That's truly amazing, isn't it? But yet, just through this simple act of resting imperturbably in all moments, for short moments, until it becomes ceaseless, just through that we come to see that we're indestructible. Indeed, we're immortal. We really are. Not immortal as an individual body, but definitely immortal as the wisdom body. All the points of view, no matter what they are completely fleeting, whether they're points of view of birth or life or death or being born or the process of dying or whatever it is, to know and understand the basic space of all phenomena can only come about through resting imperturbably. It can't come about in any other way. It's absolutely impossible that one can have the decisive experience of that by thinking about it. It's completely impossible. Or trying to get into some emotional state or any state. It's completely impossible. Only through resting imperturbably in all situations does one gain complete familiarity with the wisdom body and its potency. The wisdom body of awareness, the basic space of all points of view, always and forever beneficially permeates all points of view, which are itself. So there are only wisdom appearances of wisdom awareness and never anything other than that. They've never been made into their description or definition. When we follow after points of view, there is no way to enter the pure space of wisdom because we're following after points of view. Seeing ourselves as somebody who somehow needs to find relief in points of view, who needs to hope in a point of view and hope that it will offer some kind of well-being. Points of view are momentary. They're vivid appearances of basic space and nothing else. They've never had an individual nature that can somehow come about within a construct of time. So they're just fleeting appearances of the empty basic space of awareness, the basic space of all phenomena. They're self-appearances of that basic space without ever having any kind of independent origin. They are completely, always, and forever insubstantial and identityless in their own right. No matter what has been learned otherwise. Again, the decisive experience of this comes about only in resting imperturbably. If we believed in our emotional states and believed that they have a power to affect us, then we can only definitively realize that they have no power to affect us by resting imperturbably. We can't come to that conclusion, that definitive conclusion, by trying to understand our emotional states. It's impossible. To try to understand emotional states through a descriptive framework of any kind, whether it's philosophical, religious, spiritual, psychological, medical, whatever it is to be doomed to emotional states forever. Because what we're saying is, yes, these emotional states have an independent nature. They have an origin of their own. They're substantial. They have their own identity. They have power. They have power to enter into a cause and effect relationship. By only believing in the momentary energy of these points of view, whatever methods are used only go from point of view to point of view. So whatever method we adopt, philosophy, psychology, religion, medicine, spirituality, no matter what it is, we're only going from the momentary energy of point of view to point of view. Thinking falls within this too. If we adopt a method of thinking about everything, again, our method is still going just from point of view to point of view, but without ever finding any permanent relief. These methods are always changeable, decreasing, and temporary. So no matter what method we employ, it's always changeable and it's always decreasing. In other words, it can never increase into any kind of fullness or well-being at all. And it's entirely temporary. That's guaranteed in all appearances, that they're completely temporary. No matter what they are, anything that is believed to exist within time is temporary. They are actually unable to bring permanent satisfaction of any kind and do not lead to the discovery of the wisdom body, speech, mind qualities, and activities. Running after points of view can't possibly bring any permanent satisfaction. Even if we say something like, oh, I just found a new book and it is a great self-help book. I know it's going to help me with my emotional states, and try to get those at bay. They'll never bring any permanent satisfaction. There'll be a temporary hope that they will bring satisfaction, and then the devastation and yet another self-help book that produces no result. As long as we believe in the independent nature of emotional states, we will be doomed to living our life from those emotional states. And in doing so, that will never lead to the opportunity to tap into the wisdom body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities that are so potently beneficial, not only in terms of an individual life, but in terms of all life. It is impossible to cause a permanent state of being comfortable and happy with knowledge that does not go beyond temporary points of view. We can have all the knowledge in the world that is comprised of temporary points of view, but it is impossible that it can cause a permanent state of knowledge that will lead to happiness. Even if we knew everything there is to know, it could never lead to a permanent state of satisfaction or happiness, because it never goes beyond temporary points of view. True wisdom is the capacity to keep and increase continuous soothing energy. It's very simple. True wisdom is the capacity to keep and increase continuous soothing energy. How? By the power of resting imperturbably. Rather than following after appearances, just continue resting imperturbably until it's automatic. So we're not looking at any kind of destination or anyone going there. It's just the simple, decisive experience of keeping and increasing continuous soothing energy. Much better than chasing a lot of quick fixes for emotional states. Within the emotional state itself is the increase of continuous soothing energy within the emotional state itself, to rest as that emotional state without needing to describe it or seek anything in it, like seeking hope that it's going to go away or anything like that, or describing it, oh, I have this emotional state because so-and-so did such and such. All the emotional states or other points of view are just spontaneous appearances that are circumstantial, just like the reflections in a mirror. Anywhere a mirror is moved, it'll reflect whatever is circumstantially appearing. And awareness, our very own awareness, is just like that. It's continuously reflecting all kinds of things, none of which is superior to any other. All phenomena originate from and are inseparable from the basic space of timeless awareness. There's never been any phenomena, any point of view that has been separate from the basic space of awareness or has existed elsewhere. Basic space means the limitless, stainless, indestructible, spacious origin of all wisdom. So the pure intelligence that is inseparable from basic space is absolute wisdom that is limitless, stainless, spacious, and forever indestructible. It can't be changed in any way. It can't be destroyed or affected in any way whatsoever. The great stainless basic space of wisdom contains and includes all wisdom appearances or points of view throughout great space. So whatever points of view have ever appeared have all been wisdom appearances. Those appearing now, those appearing in the future are all wisdom appearances. And the idea of a past, present, and future, those are points of view too. Those are just other wisdom appearances. Indeed, there's never been any kind of construct of time that has an independent nature that's governing anyone or anything. Time, too, is a point of view. The great stainless basic space of wisdom contains and includes all wisdom appearances or points of view throughout great space. It's as simple as that. There's never been anything that's other than that. No point of view has any kind of boundary or perimeter that identifies it as something. It's always and forever inseparable from great space. It's not some little thing or some kind of something that's occurring within any other point of view, like the point of view of an individual. Point of view is not appearing within point of view. Point of view is appearing within awareness, the great space of awareness. The five aspects of wisdom, wisdom body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities are the pure appearances of wisdom's display. So all of these, every thought we think, every emotion we have, every activity we have in our life, these are all pure appearances of wisdom's display. The more profound our ability is to rest completely, the more obvious that is. The wisdom body is inconceivably beautiful. It can never be defined because it has no limitation. It has no parts or segments. It's never been divided into particles, even subatomic particles, or any kind of small or large thing, macrocosmic, microcosmic, it doesn't matter. It's never been divided into anything or made into any definition. That has never occurred. Whatever definitions or descriptions appear, they're wisdom appearances of their basis, which is the basic space of all phenomena. The wisdom body is the great expanse of infinite space. It reflects all points of view unobstructedly in infinite aspects, so an end to its appearances cannot be found. There's no way to describe how this happens. There's no way to describe how this came to be or came about, because it never came to be or came about, and just so it'll never have an end of any kind. And all of the infinite aspects that occur within it, all of the points of view, these too are ceaseless and countless. They also have infinite aspects. There will never be an end in any way to the self-appearances of wisdom awareness. Since the wisdom body is inconceivable, its aspects are inexhaustible. No matter what appears, there's never going to be an end to appearances, to their variety, to their ceaseless nature, in the same way that awareness is ceaseless, it's unending, it's unchanging, it's pure, so all of its own appearances are just like that. The solid well-being created by true wisdom is continuous and soothing throughout life. It's never non-continuous, and it's never unsoothing. It's always and forever soothing, and all through this simple act of resting imperturbably, we come to realize this. Ordinary bodily energy is transformed by attaining the full, flawless beauty and activities of the wisdom body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities. Everyone in this room knows that this is the case through your own experience and through what you see in others who are resting imperturbably. You know that this is really so, that there is a flawless beauty in resting the mind completely. There's a flawless beauty in seeing that all thoughts, all emotional states, whether they're afflictive or not, all experiences, all people, all places, all things are self-appearances of this wisdom body. It's inconceivably beautiful. It reflects all points of view as itself. Ordinary bodily energy is transformed into this flawless beauty. Whereas before we saw our bodily energy as something that had control over our well-being, we find that indeed what it really is flawless beauty, no matter what it is. Whether it's gut-wrenching pain or laboring to die or laboring to be born or laboring to live life, it's all the flawless beauty of the wisdom body. Moreover, the unchanging permanent matrix of the wisdom body is free from destruction and vulnerability and is the power of unending life. It's impossible that there's ever an end to the wisdom body. It can't be destroyed. It's completely immortal. The only thing that we are is immortal. And it's not a thing. So the indestructible wisdom body is not a thing. It's unending, indestructible spaciousness. Wisdom speech is inconceivably beautiful. It can never be judged because its quality is so profound. It reflects any sound unobstructedly in infinite aspects, so an end to its expression cannot be found. There are just ceaseless, countless sounds forever. All self-sounds of the basic space of wisdom awareness. From the pristine matrix of the natural sound of the unceasing resonance of the basic space of awareness, wisdom speech is unable to be destroyed in any way. So there will never be a time, there hasn't been in the past and there isn't now, when there's any possibility whatsoever of wisdom speech being destroyed. It can never be snuffed out or altered or owned or changed in any way. True wisdom speech restores the mind just through hearing and places us in the irreversible state where we never again return to the impermanency and suffering of points of view. This is the power of the indestructible melodious sound of wisdom speech. When we hear wisdom speech, zam, boom, bam. Zam, boom, bam, that's all there is to it. Even though we may have never heard anything like it before, Zam, boom, bam. We recognize something about ourselves that's always restful, always easeful, always completely exalted and extraordinary. And then we know what we are. For the first time, we know what we are, and we know that we can rest as that no matter what comes up. Wisdom mind is inconceivably beautiful. It can never be known because it is beyond description. It reflects immeasurable intelligence unobstructedly in infinite aspects, so an end to its knowing cannot be found. Since wisdom mind is inconceivable, its aspects are inexhaustible. With ordinary knowing, intelligence, and knowledge, its aspects are defined and limited. They're very finite. With wisdom mind is all knowledge. Wisdom mind is ultimate knowledge. Wisdom mind contains all knowing that ever was, past, present, and future. And its knowing is completely unlimited. Its knowing of all phenomena as itself is clear, lucid, and unimpeded. It's never been obstructed in any way. Its aspects are inconceivable and inexhaustible. It can't possibly be described or definitively known. From the matrix of the wisdom mind, the phenomena of the dynamic energy of awareness known as points of view have never been anything other than pristine awareness. The wisdom mind knows everything as itself. It's no longer occupied with the idea or conceptual framework of an individual doer who is doing something. It's just relaxed in its own essence as it has always been. This is the supreme power of the inconceivable clear light of awareness, the wisdom mind. The inconceivable clear light of awareness is supreme power, just resting as that inconceivable, indestructible clear light of awareness that can never be affected by anything. From the inconceivable matrix of wisdom qualities, the source of all the glory and qualities of existence, and the ultimate state of the fully evident wisdom body, the ability to accomplish whatever is desired, is the power to accomplish all that is wished for that provides benefit. In resting imperturbably, we open completely to the space of what we really are, and that is a space that doesn't have a dimension. It's the vast expanse of the infinite wisdom body that is all beneficial. And then wherever benefit is needed or required, we're able to provide that immediate benefit in exactly the way that is required. Whether it's to ourselves in relation to our own thoughts and emotional states and experiences, or in service to others. From the limitless matrix of wisdom activities, the wisdom body's exalted activity constantly fulfills the wishes of all beings. Unlike the limitation of points of view that never permanently fulfill the aim of anyone, the activity of the wisdom body continuously fulfills the ultimate aim of everyone. By the power of its pervasive activity of potent wisdom qualities and activities for the benefit of the whole. So always and forever, throughout stainless, flawless, basic space, all there is an expanse of total benefit. And when we rest as that, we see all of our own points of view that we at one time thought were something to either cling to or despise. We see all of these phenomenal appearances as appearances of tremendous benefit. Where we once saw ambivalence, we see only benefit. We see only pure benefit in all its aspects. And that is the benefit of resting imperturbably, the greatest benefit there can ever be. The beneficial activity of actually producing continuous soothing energy without resting at all, without any kind of reminder needed to rest. That completely drops away. It's just another point of view at some time. And then all there is continuous soothing energy pervading everything.